So you know, our meeting should only take between 5 and 25 minutes, okay? I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday at 4. Do you mind if I take a quick look at your home? Do you mind if we stand at the bar? I wrote down 3 real important questions for you. Number 1, do you absolutely have to sell your home? Number 2, will you price your home to sell? Number 3, do you want me to handle a sale for you? Blank, at the end of my presentation tonight, 1 of 3 things will happen. Number 1, you'll have the opportunity to list your home with me. Or, number 2, you'll decide not to list your home with me. Or, number 3, I'll decide not to take your listing. Anyone is fine. Let's quickly take a moment and review the questions I asked you over the phone. You said you were moving to blank, right? You said you had to be there by blank, correct? You would like to price your home at blank, right? And you said you owe blank, is that right? Now, you weren't planning on selling it yourself, were you? You did want your money out, correct? Now, there are only 2 issues we have to look at tonight. Number 1, your motivation to sell this home. And number 2, the price we set on your home. It's important that you understand, those are the only 2 issues in selling real estate today. Blank, are we clear on that? I've prepared what we call a comparative market analysis. There are 2 parts to this research. Part 1, we call fantasy land, what homeowners list homes for. Part 2, we call reality, what real estate agents list and sell them for. We're going to have to decide tonight where you're going to spend your time. Let's go through the 2 parts together. Now that you've seen these prices, I'm going to recommend a price of blank. Will you blank list your home with me for that price tonight? Blank, what price do you absolutely have to have? Based on that, there are a couple of real important questions I need to ask you. Specifically, why do you feel your home is worth blank more than your neighbors? Blank, in today's marketplace, that means you simply brought your home up to selling standard, right? So, let me ask you a question. If a buyer wants to buy your home, but they plan to get rid of blank the moment they buy your home, how much is it worth them? Did you add that to your home for the next buyer, or for your own enjoyment? Did you enjoy it? If you were purchasing a home, and 2 similar homes were for sale, one for blank, and the other for blank, which would you buy? Wouldn't you want the extra blank to do what you wanted to do to the home? Don't you think most buyers would feel just like you? I'm going to recommend, again, a price of blank. Based on what we know, do you want to list your home for that price tonight? Do you understand the word overpriced? Blank, may I tell you what happens when a property is overpriced? You have fewer showings than if it's priced right, meaning fewer people will even look at your home just because of your price. And at your price, you'll be helping the competition sell their home. Can I explain? It's very common when agents show property that they show the one that is overpriced, in this case, yours. Then say, if you like this one at blank, you'll love the one down the street at blank. Blank, can you afford to have that happen? Therefore, I'm going to recommend, again, a price of blank. Based on what we know, do you want to list your home for that price tonight?